Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. Good morning. Maybe tomorrow we'll be back in person. But just one more day of recordings, and then God willing, Shnai Mikra and the Rambam Chaburah, we can return, to be Machzor Atar Liyoshna, with the weather hopefully being positive for the duration of the year. So the Rambam writes here, we've been talking about the Kupa and the Tamchoy. We talked about the Rambam front-loading the Taniyos and the role of Tzedakah and Taniyos right in the middle. But back to Kupa and Tamchoy, so halachos hey and vava Kupa in a nigve sal bishnayim shenos in sarara la tzibur mamon pachos mishnayim. This is based on the Mishnah and Peah and Perek Ches and the Gemara Baba Basra, also on Daf Ches, as it happens to be. The sarara, the Gemara wants to know, what kind of sarara is this to collect tzedakah? So the Gemara says, my sarara, say, then Rav Nachman, Rabbi Ravu, alu vishu amashkin ala tzedakah vafila bar v'shabbis. That you're allowed to take a mashkin if somebody's not giving the davar or hakatzav. So you're mashkin al tzedakah, as the pasuk says, uvakati al kol al chatzov. But people who pressure, in terms of tzedakah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to avenge. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Marta Mishmei Derav. Afilo gabe tzedakah lo kasha de amid ha de lo amid. So again, it has to do with the fact that an estimation has already been made. That's gufa the chiluk that the Rambam is going to be picking up on between the kupa and the tamchoy, because it's not a davar. Hakatzah, remember, when it came to the kupa, let me just review that, because it's already a few days ago. The kupa is, mashu ra'ili, tein v'davar hakatzah alav. So that's critical. So, muta v'hamin l'achad ha'mo'os shal kupa. So you can give a trustworthy person, they can hold on to the mo'os for the entire week. Again, you might have thought this was a problem in terms of isim nikiyim. V'ena nechalak etzala bishlosha, mipnei shuhu kedine mamonos. The Rambam says the same thing, the Pirush HaMishnayos as well in Peah. Shenos in the cholacha de machzor le Shabbos, so it's like bezdin of mamonos. V'atam chui nigba b'shloshes she'enu davar katzav. So they really have to be me'ayin yafa 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 yafa. What does a person really need? Umischalik b'shlosha. What does a person really need? And on the collection end, how much can a person really afford to give? V'atam chui nigba b'chol yom. The Rambam goes on to say v'akub me'ar Shabbos l'ar Shabbos. The Rambam is repeating what he said earlier in the parak here. V'atam chui lani olam. So the tamchoy, because it's a little bit more ad hoc, right? And you gather it from whoever you can. Again, it's not a devar hakatzav. So that's laniyei olam, who's ever passing through the city on that day. V'akupa laniyei osa ir bilvad. But the kupa is unique to that city. That's what the Rambam said before, right? Me'olam lo ra'inu lo shamanu v'kal mi'israel she'en lam kupa shal tzedaka. That's fundamental to the city. Aval tamchoy, yesh mekomos, it's a nice additional level. Shenagubo, yesh mekomos shalo nagubo. And even in terms of that minhag ha'pashut that the Rambam quotes, which is basically a kind of a synthesis model, hayom sheyugabay ha'kupa machzirin b'chol yom mechalkin me'er of Shabbos l'er of Shabbos. So the collection end is more like the kupa, and the collection end is more like the tamchoy. They're collecting every day. The distribution end is more like the kupa me'er of Shabbos l'er of Shabbos. But the kupa is absolutely fundamental to the city. That's what we talked about. B'nei ha'ir kofin zeh zeh. And even the beginning halach of the parak, which is so telling, kol ir sheyeshba Yisrael chayav and lahavim mehem gabay tzedaka anashim yiduim v'neem manim. So it's really a din in the ear, and so that's why the kupa is absolutely inviolable, whereas the tamchoy is a nice addition. I just wanted to key in for a second on this remarkable idea of nigba b'shlosha she'enu davar katzav v'mischalik b'shlosha, as well as that's with respect to the tamchoy. And even with respect to the kupa, chiluk has to be done bishlosha mipnei shehikidine mamonos. So we have a remarkable, I think, just an absolutely remarkable halachic construct, that the idea of collecting tzedakah, unless it was already determined how much a person has to give, and certainly distributing tzedakah, which has to be done on the basis of de machzoro, as the Rambam writes here, shenos in the cholacha de machzor l'shabbos, which is the explanation as to why it is ki dine mamonos. So let's just take a look at the language of the Mechaber in parallel. Yeridei Reish Nanvav Sif Gimel Lefishi ki dine mamonos le'ayin al kol ani ve'ani kamaroi li'tein lo. Right, and then later on, in terms of the kupa, since it's not a davar hakatzav, in terms of the tamchoy, excuse me, since it's not a davar hakatzav, tzrichim la'ayin al kol echad ve'echad kama ro'ei she'itein. Ve'eno pachos ve'lo gara midine mamonos. It's a remarkable halacha. You'd think a dine mamonos, it's a ma'ase bezdin, it's a formal court, it's a jurisdiction. So what the Rambam here is writing, what the Mechaber is paskening le'halacha, is that ma'ase hatzdaka in a certain sense, is intrinsically a Maisa Bezdin, because every penny counts, and one penny to this person is a penny that's not going to another person. So Havum Masunim Badin, and it has to take on the tzura of, if it's not formal Dinei Mamonos, because it's not a Bezdin, but it's Kid Dinei Mamonos. And we don't treat it as any less, and therefore requires an enormous amount of iyun, right? The Shulchan Aruch is not being hyperbolic here. It says, la'ayin al kol ani v'ani kama ra'i li'tein lo, la'ayin al kol echad v'echad kama ra'i she'yitein. These are not sort of ad hoc calculations. Again, tzedakah is not something that we do just to feel good about ourselves. But on the contrary, it's tzedek that this represents, justice. So my grandfather Zichron LeBracha always used to say, "Moz ne tzedek, av ne tzedek." That's the context of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, that it has to be, precise and lo savi so eval beisacha. Is very alive and well here about the need for Evan Shlema Vatzedek Yihe Aloch. That we would never, some of us spoke about very early on in the year, sort of corrupt our homes with things that don't, reflect absolute honesty and integrity. So we have a very critical, attention, Vasisa Yashar Ratov, in Dinei Mamonos. I don't know a better expression of this idea that, a nickel here and a dime there and a quarter there, but la'ayin yafa yafa, al kol echad mashu ra'i litein ve'al kol echad ve'achad, in terms of what they are ra'oi, what exactly their needs are, kamba ra'oi li'tein lo, I think it's a very inspirational idea about how seriously we take tzedakah and how precise we have to be in our tzedakah. It's not just an act of chesed, but it's also an act of emes, it's also an act of tzedek, it's an act of precision, right? And therefore, kid dinei mamonos, if not dinei mamonos outright. Everybody have a wonderful day.